This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
We had women calling up and calling me awful names. You adulterer. You... Ma'am. And on the air I'm doing this. Ma'am, it's a joke.
And Chad P.
So what he said, they were crashing. They're crashing into cars like big bags of cement.
Class is in.
This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. I haven't said this in a while. This is...
Chad P.
A former student and one who must learn.
I've learned. I've learned a lot of stuff.
I haven't said it in a while.
I corrected my brother the other day on the internet.
That's
right. He's trying to quote Metallica. That was Turn the Page by Metallica. Son, that's Bob Seger.
That's right.
The poet laureate of Detroit.
You have learned
that. I haven't learned.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into today's topic, we have something very important to discuss with you. Your wallet, your pocketbook, your checkbook. This radio station that we emanate from is KSLU, broadcasting from the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. It is a nonprofit radio station, and thus, once a year, we go tote bag crazy.
That's right. We need your money. So what we've decided to do here at the Rock School Radio Network is, you know, we have no values. We put the show up for sale.
We sell the show.
We sell the show.
This Rock School show is for sale. Here is the way it will be done. The dial position of KSLU is 90.9. So you can buy this radio show, Rock School, for $90.90
plus tax.
How much tax?
$10.10.
So an even $100 buys you this radio show.
That's right. The way it works is if you purchase the show, basically you're in charge. You get to pick the topic. You get with the good doctor and myself.
That's right.
And we bang out a show that will air. What's the date?
It will air the 25th and the 28th. Of March.
On KSLU.
On KSLU.
That's right.
And it will probably go out to the other affiliates.
Oh, yeah. It'll
go
out to the
affiliates.
It'll go out to the affiliates. Last year's boss, so to speak.
Right, was Diana Laurent.
And she purchased the show and demanded the topic of Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned.
That's right. You can buy the show, and it is literally first pay,
yep.
First serve. You can't just say, well, I want it. We need the money. We need the money in hand. $100. Contact us at this radio station. Give us the phone number first, Chad.
Area code 985-549-2330. And it doesn't matter if you're a listener in Louisiana or in Connecticut or even in Salamanca. You can just get that money exchanged to U.S. currency.
Right.
Buy the show and you're in charge.
Right. And it's first come, again, first pay.
That's right.
We need the money. Now, you can't tell us what to play.
No,
legally you can't.
We do the music.
Right, we do the music. But you tell us what topic you want. You can have a hand in choosing the music, but legally you can't tell us what to play. So, $100, the show is up for sale, and we got to do it pretty quickly. We're actually about a week behind what we should have been, but last week it wasn't really a good show to do it with. Last week we talked about insane rock stars.
That's right.
My wife listened to the show and she said to me, you better do a fun show next week because that was a real downer.
I thought last week's show was great.
It was great, but it still was in a down mode. If you're going to go into radio, this is a tip from Chad and I.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go into radio, you need to know two things. A lot of music trivia.
Uh-huh.
And how to speak with good diction.
Uh-huh.
And enough WKRP in Cincinnati trivia to take down a small farm animal.
Yay.
For an hour today, you're going to learn about WKRP in Cincinnati. So without any further ado, It was written by Tom Wells, lyrics by Hugh Wilson, and performed by Steve Carlisle. Darling, if you've ever wondered what became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated...
Well, there you go. There's the theme song for WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, if you're in the world of radio, you adore the show because it really did show a lot of the truth of radio.
It's fun.
And we're going to talk to you about what's true and what's not true. You wanted to talk about the characters, and we'll get to them in just a second. But even for the cursory watcher of WKRP, here's a piece of trivia you probably know or should know.
All right.
What was the first word Dr. Johnny Fever said before they went to a rock and roll format at WKRP? If you remember, WKRP was 16th in an 18-station market. And in came Andy Travis, the new program director, and they were playing, if you remember, elevator music.
Uh-huh.
The last song they played was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's version of the Paul Anka hit, You're Having My Baby, or in that case, You're Having Our Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Johnny Fever was sitting in there, and in comes Andy Travis and hands him a whole bunch of rock records and says, we're going rock and roll. You are no longer Dr. Johnny Sunshine. You are now Dr. Johnny Fever. Play this rock music. So there's two pieces of trivia. What was the last word that he said, and what was the first rock song ever played on WKRP in Cincinnati? Do you know either of them?
No.
The last word he said was booger, because it's the word that got him fired at his last rock show. And the first rock song ever played on WKRP was Ted Nugent's Queen of the Forest. Take those to your grave, huh? Rock School. You know, the thing about it is, I was not able to just simply watch the shows and get these. I purchased, wanting to do this show, because I love the show and wanting to actually do a rock school show, I purchased the season, the first season of WKRP, picked it up off of the shelf at Best Buy.
Oh, I bet it's awesome.
None of the rock songs are in it.
What?
They're all gone. The show was originally videotaped. It was one of the first shows ever shot on videotape because it was cheaper to get the rights to rock songs than it would be if it was filmed.
Oh.
The problem is, once you send it out on videotape or DVD now, once you send it out, you have to repay all the royalties.
Oh,
so
wow.
All the music is gone. It's replaced.
What do you mean the music's gone?
It's gone. They've replaced it with bad production rock music. So what I had to do was actually go to a website where someone, a person who was a big fan of the show, actually went in and found every single song that had been taken out and told me what song was actually in there.
So are you talking about like when they shot a scene of them spinning a record and you could hear the audio that's now gone?
On TV, you could hear the real song.
Right.
And believe it or not, the show was responsible for hit songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it was.
But now, if you look at it on DVD or listen to it on DVD...
It's a cheap imitation?
That's right. It's it's a piece of production music with heavy guitars.
Okay.
And it was really disappointing. In fact, I haven't even watched any of the episodes that I didn't really care about.
Hmm.
So, which is really too bad. Okay, what's the name of the man that owns WKRP in Cincinnati?
Mr. Carlson.
Mr. Carlson. What's the name of the disc jockey in the morning?
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Dr. Johnny Fever, who was actually Johnny Cool, Johnny Duke, Johnny Style, Johnny Midnight, Johnny Sunshine, Professor Sunshine, Riptide, and Heavy Early. What's the name of the newsman?
Les Nessman.
Yeah. He has won two awards. Can you name either of them?
I know one of them.
Which one?
The coveted... the Sal.
The coveted Silver Sal.
Silver Sal.
And the Buckeye Newshawk Award. What is the name of the highest paid employee? She answers the phones at the front desk.
I can't remember.
Jennifer Marlowe.
Okay.
And we'll come back in a little bit with the man who actually does your job at the radio station. I said at WKRP, a lot of songs became hits because of it.
Yeah.
in the first season, there was a show called Ferryman's Memorial Homes,
right,
where a guy who sold caskets came in and had them create a commercial that was so offensive selling caskets, and they recorded this jingle, "There ain't no way to deny it, someday you're gonna buy it." If you've worked radio long enough, that happens. You have to run offensive commercials. Blondie's Heart of Glass was featured in the show. It became a hit because of the show, so much so that the label, Chrysalis Records, actually presented the producers with a gold record for the album Parallel Lines, which hung on the wall. And if you look at older shows...
It's there?
It's there.
Nice.
Really not. I'm not kidding you. Blondie, Heart of Glass, Rock School. As Blondie's Heart of Glass, actually made popular by WKRP. And I got another one. After the break, we'll do it and tell you about another song that was made popular by WKRP.
Okay.
Who does your job? Who
Herb.
Is the salesperson? Herb Tarlick. Good for you. Who is the biggest client at WKRP?
I've drawn a blank.
Red Wigglers, the Cadillac of Worms. who also does part of your job there? The person who writes the commercial copy, the words for the commercials. Bailey Quarters. Bailey Quarters, who I was in love with, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Building and traffic. Who is the afternoon, actually it would be the nighttime DJ?
What's his name?
Venus Flytrap. What did Venus Flytrap do before becoming a disc jockey?
I don't remember.
He was a teacher in New Orleans.
Oh, cool.
How about that? We got time for one short, quick one. One of my favorite episodes was Mike Fright.
Okay.
This was during a citywide garbage strike. Johnny Fever jokingly tells all the people to dump their garbage on the steps of City Hall, and they do it, and he gets a terrible case of Mike Fright. This is something that people think never happens to disc jockeys. They say something, and all of a sudden they lose the ability to talk on mic. Do you ever get nervous sometimes when the microphone opens?
Sure.
I'm telling you, after years and years of disc jockey work, there were still times when the mic would open and my stomach would cramp.
Nervous right now.
Yeah, just a little bit. And inside of that one, Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll Music Plate. And it sounds like this. Rock School.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it, you don't. If you wanna dance with me.
Love that song. Chuck Berry, Rock School.
Has that ever happened to you?
What's
Have
that?
You ever said anything on the air that people took literally and you just kind of meant it as a joke or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
All the time. One time, I ran a consistent bit. The woman who did the news at the local television station, Heather was her first name. I don't want to say her last name. Mm-hmm. But the running joke was that I was in love with her.
Okay.
And the secondary part of the joke was that the guy I did the radio show with, Brad, was in love with the weather guy.
Okay.
And that was the joke.
Right.
I mean, I was in love with the woman who did the news, and he was in love with the weather guy. And I'm married. And
right.
over Valentine's Day, we would call her up. And what was fun is she played with us.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get her on the air and she would, you know, "Oh, Joe, you know, I can't run away with you." And the weather guy didn't like it. And we'd get him on the air and he would get upset and we'd have harps playing and all that. We had women calling up and calling me awful names. "You adulterer, you ma'am." And on the air, I'm doing this. "Ma'am, it's a joke.
It's a bit.
It's
yeah.
a bit. We're just having fun here. My wife can hear the radio the same way you can hear the radio."
Wow.
But they took it that I was actually having this affair on the radio. And I'm thinking, lady, my wife can hear the radio just like you.
Right.
But oh, yeah. I've done all kinds of bits like that. I remember I cursed on the air one time and didn't mean to.
Oh.
It just came out, and there's no way to, you know, TiVo the radio.
No.
Hello, KLSU. Oh, I caught all kinds of heck for that. Oh, KLSU, thanks for listening to the radio station. I'll do my best not to curse. Who
Hello.
Else listens to us?
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. We don't curse on this here
radio station.
Show.
iTunes. Caught us on iTunes. When we get back, I'll tell you one more song made popular by WKRP in Cincinnati. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, another neat piece of trivia about WKRP in Cincinnati. At the beginning, when you're watching the opening credits, they show a tower. Everybody thinks it's a radio tower. Radio people know for a fact it can't be a radio tower. It's not shaped correctly. It's a television tower. It's the NBC affiliate in Cincinnati.
Oh, the things you all don't know.
Yeah. I also love watching it when they show Dr. Johnny Fever and he says, and here's a brand new song by so-and-so, and he puts the needle down on the record.
There's no way you could do that.
Just plays wrong.
No.
By us. Once again, we pitched it at the top of the hour, but again, this radio show is for sale. The radio station we broadcast this from, our flagship station, KSLU, is a nonprofit station.
Yep.
So if you'd like to buy Rock School, it is for sale for $100.
That's
you
right.
get to pick the topic and help us pick the music. You can't just pick all the music yourself. That's pretty much against FCC law. But you get to pick the topic and help us pick the music, or we'll just do all the work for ourselves.
I'll tell you what, I'll go one better than that. Yep. Last year's purchaser actually came in and sat in with us. So if you're local, if you're here in the Hammond, Louisiana area, or maybe Baton Rouge, if you're in driving distance of this here radio station,
come in.
You can come on in and be on the air with us. This show will air
On the 25th and 28th of March.
That's right.
Get around to doing it. First pay, first come in and do the show. We're handsome men. We bathe regularly and brush our teeth on a fairly regular basis.
Correct.
The song Hot Blooded by Foreigner was helped to be a hit by WKRP. In the show A Date with Jennifer, where Les Nessman gets a date, he is seen getting ready for the date while listening to Hot Blooded by Foreigner. And the record company said, you made it a hit. Here you go, Rock School.
Let me ask you a quick question.
About WKRP?
Yeah.
Okay, shoot.
On the show, the disc jockeys were the coolest of cool.
Yeah.
The boss pretty much didn't know what was going on.
I think that when you become a radio general manager, you have to have that lobotomy to have the good part of your brain taken out.
The news guy, Les Nessman, who, by the way, is my favorite character because he was such a nerd.
Yeah.
It was just so funny. And Herb, who wore the ugliest Baxter suit in the
Ted
world.
Baxter?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you think that they stereotyped those positions? Because that's kind of the first thing that comes to your mind. I'm the radio news guy, so you must be the little squirmy, nerdy guy that gets the AP wire with the glasses. And
they were from my radio station.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. The nighttime guy, the Venus Flytrap, who brought women to the radio station.
Yeah.
My guys did.
Cool.
I didn't want them to, but they did. We caught one of my nighttime guys with five women one time.
What'd you do?
We clapped. Nice job. Wow.
I should fire you, but way to go.
Well done,
well
young
done.
Man. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. I'd love to tell you that was a joke. It wasn't.
It's true.
It was. March 1st, that's a Monday through Sunday, March 7th. Chad has Monday. Go.
All right, here we go. March 1st, 65 years ago in 1945, the Who lead singer Roger Daltrey was born in London, England.
Tuesday, March 2nd, 35 years ago, Linda McCartney is arrested for personal possession of marijuana in Los Angeles, California.
1995, 15 years ago, on March the 3rd, Billy Barry, who is the drummer for REM, he collapsed during a concert performance in Switzerland from a brain aneurysm, and he underwent successful surgery.
40 years ago, on Thursday, March 4th, Janis Joplin is fined $200 following a performance in Tampa, Florida, for using obscene language during her show.
March 5th, 1955, Elvis Presley made his television debut during an episode of Louisiana Hayride.
March 6th, let's go 40 years back, cult leader Charles Manson releases an album in hopes of raising funds for his legal defense. Only 300 copies were purchased. 10 years ago on March 7th, that's a Sunday this year, but 10 years ago, no stranger to the law, rapper Foxy Brown is arrested for driving without a license after crashing her SUV in New York City. Okay, more neat trivia questions. If you get into radio, there is always, outside of the radio studio, a big room where people get ready. In television, it's called the green room.
Correct.
In radio, it's called the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one here.
I do. I'm looking at it.
It's just a big open room where you sort of sit around and shoot the breeze and sort of get ready to go on the air. If you were in radio at the time of WKRP, you could send a bumper sticker to WKRP, and many of them they put up on the wall in the bullpen.
Cool.
So you could see other people's call letters.
Mm-hmm.
Who was, another piece of trivia, who was WKRP's number one competitor in Cincinnati? Do you remember the call letters?
No.
WPIG, the pig.
The pig.
This upset Arthur Carlson so bad that he wanted his own mascot. So he came up with the WKRP, carp.
A carp.
And he dressed Les Nessman up as a giant fish and wandered him around on the WKRP carp show known as Fish Story. What song started that show? Blue Collar Man by Styx. Rock School. All right, let's talk about the show that almost everybody knows, With God as My Witness.
I thought turkeys could fly. My favorite one.
This is the one where Les Nessman is doing a parody of Herbert Morrison's famous coverage of the Hindenburg disaster.
Oh, the humanity.
That's right, while he's dropping, while the big guy Carlson is dropping turkeys.
From a helicopter. Right.
Do you know that's based on a real occurrence?
I heard it was, yeah.
It really happened. Mm-hmm. It was at radio station WQXI in Atlanta. The series creator, his name is Hugh Wilson. Mm-hmm. He actually worked as an advertiser at the radio station, advertising business, the radio station. They threw turkeys, and they were dropping, as Les Nessman said, like canned hams down into it.
He said, what he said, they were crying. They're crashing into cars like big bags of cement.
I loved at the beginning of that episode as well, where they paid an airplane to pull. Obviously, they were throwing the turkeys out of an airplane, but it pulled a sign behind it, and Les Nessman went, the sign says, Happy
Thanksgiving from W. And then they showed a shot of the guys in the booth, and they were mouthing, K-R-P.
And they applauded. Jeez.
That's awesome.
Now, there was also another episode that dealt with a real-life situation. It was called In Concert, inspired by a real event, the tragic concert by The Who in Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum, December 3rd, 1979. It was festival seating, and this is where people did not have tickets for a seat.
Right.
It was when the doors open, take off.
Yeah.
And what happened was the fans crowded themselves around the doors. Some of the doors were open, some of them weren't. The Who began running through a sound check, and people thought the concert had started and began rushing the doors. Some of the doors were open, some of them weren't. At doors where people could not get in, fans were crushed and died. And in the show, Cincinnati's WKRP gave away tickets to the show.
Right.
Now, you would think in the show they would have played music by The Who.
Yeah.
They did not.
Okay.
In fact, when they learned of the death of the people, they actually played this one by the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil. Rock School.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul.
Okay, there's a Rolling Stones. Now, we got to do a real quick break here, but a real quick piece of trivia to keep you going on WKRP. Do you remember that Les Nessman had a Band-Aid on in every show, and it moved around his body?
He did.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Why did he have a Band-Aid on?
I don't know.
Because he had a vicious dog named Phil. Every time you saw his apartment, there was this dog. You never saw the dog. It just barked viciously. And the dog's name was Phil. And every time you saw Les Nessman, there was always a Band-Aid somewhere on his body. Because apparently Phil attacked him.
I loved Les Nessman.
He had the eyewitness weather. How was it eyewitness? He opened the window and witnessed the weather. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Anyone who has worked radio has had to deal with the ratings. And we'll talk WKRP ratings in just a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School, and we're talking about WKRP in Cincinnati for the hour. Anyone who has worked in radio in any size market has had to deal with ratings. And the ratings book, it's actually a little magazine-looking thing, but they call it the radio book.
Yep.
It arrives in a box. And there it is. It says Arbitron on it.
Yep.
In the show, baby, if you've ever wondered, there it is. It sits in a box on Bailey's desk. and everybody walks past it as if it is filled with kryptonite, and no one can touch it. And the whole time they walk around it like it would kill them. If it's the Ark of the Covenant,
well,
if they touch it, it's going to kill them.
You live by them, you die by them.
That's right. And finally, at the end, they open it and they find that they've jumped from 16th place to 14th place. Now, in the world, you know, that's two jumps.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah.
It really is. In one book, to jump, that's a quarter of a year, 3 months, one book, that's a great jump. That would actually secure your place, and which means they're doing very well. So the show ends on an up note, but to just the average viewer, to people in radio, boy, did we know that feeling. Oh, man, did I know that feeling.
Really?
You sit there and you stare at the box over in the corner. I got to open it sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And you finally do, and you, oh, please be good. And then when it's good, you're the happiest guy in the world. And when it's not, you make sure the resume is just as clean as you can get it.
And you make it sound like it's your property tax bill, and you pray to God that your escrow covered it.
I can pay my property tax bill. One of the songs they played in that one, Eddie Money, Everybody Rock and Roll the Place. Rock School.
Everybody rock and roll the place.
Okay, we got time for two more songs, which means we'll play one more song and we'll play the ending theme to WKRP in Cincinnati. And everybody wonders, what are the lyrics to the ending theme? You remember? And we'll see if we can't tell you what the actual lyrics are to the ending theme. Whatever happens to WKRP? They went a few seasons, and did they just die out? Are they gone? Here's what happened. The station actually comes to an end after 4 years when Mama Carlson, the actual owner, the big guy's mom, decides to change to an all-talk format. They get to number six. Why did she buy the station? Do you know why? It was a tax break.
Oh, okay.
And if it keeps losing money, it's still a tax break. The problem was when Andy Travis arrived, he did exactly what he said he was going to do.
He brought it up.
He turned it into a money-making venture. And she looked around and went, no, I'm making too much money. I need to lose money. And when that was over, she decided to turn it into an all-talk station. They went on to actually create the new WKRP, which was a spinoff on CBS, and it wasn't very much. It was the original that really made everybody woo.
Well, it's like you can't bring in the new class of Saved by the Bell and expect that to take off.
No.
Doesn't work.
Nah, yuck. If you have worked radio long enough, you are going to play a song that's going to offend somebody.
You're right about that.
Yeah, somebody is going to call up, how dare you play this? You are offending my delicate sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
In the show called Cleanup Radio Everywhere, a man by the name of a player by the name of Dr. Bob Halers was the head of the organization Cleanup Radio Broadcasting, or CURB, visits the big guy, Mr. Carlson, with a list of obscene songs that he wants the station to stop playing or else.
Because
he never says or else what.
Ah.
You know, it's always just a big threat. I got the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, stop playing these or we're going to boycott your station. I never knew what that meant, but okay, fine. And what happens is, in the show, he comes up and he says, you know, I want you to get rid of these. And Carlson finally stands up for himself and he says, here's a song. What do you think of this? And it's John Lennon's Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what do you think about this? And he says, okay, what are the lyrics? And he says, imagine there's no heaven. And the guy says, no, we're going to boycott that. He says, no, wait a minute. No, wait, your organization didn't say that. You said that. He said, well, I'm sure that's what the organization would say. He said, no, you didn't even take it to your organization. You said it. That means you're doing it. That's one person. You are censoring my radio station. And at that point in time, Carlson grows a backbone and says, no, you're not censoring it. Do what you want to do. Have at it. I'm playing every song on this thing, and I'm playing them louder than I did before. And you sort of see a backbone for the first time in Arthur Carlson.
Yay,
there
Mr.
you go.
Carlson.
John Lennon, Imagine. Rock School.
I'm actually glad that you played that song because it reminds me, we got a cease and desist for that song.
Yeah, we do.
No. Okay. Hey, buy the show. Buy the show. Yes, we'll talk more about it next week, but it's $100. Buy the show.
We'll hear it again next week if it isn't sold already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a piece of trivia that no one's going to really care about, so I saved it to the end. Arthur Carlson is based on a real person.
Yeah?
He managed a group of radio stations across the country under the name of Susquehanna Radio, based in York, Pennsylvania. Guess who worked for the Susquehanna Radio chain?
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Me.
You?
Me.
Did
I
you
actually,
now?
Yeah, I did.
Dr.
One of the
Joe
radio,
Burns.
One of the radio stations I worked for was owned by the Susquehanna Radio chain.
Mr. Carlson was your boss?
Apparently.
That's awesome.
How about that? So that's a piece of trivia that's, pretty much a who cares. Okay. Time for the closing theme, and to wrap us up completely, what are the lyrics to the closing theme of WKRP in Cincinnati? There's no lyrics.
No lyrics at
all? There's no lyrics.
Just there a bunch of gibberish?
Right. There were supposed to be lyrics put to it, but there never were, and they just thought the rock and roll of it sounded really cool. It was just him going, bam, doing the five, and the five, the hand. That's it.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too. It was a hard rock number composed by Jim Ellis, an Atlanta musician who recorded some of the incidental music for the show, and that wraps it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm the coolest cat in the land,
That's
Chad
right. P. That does it. Class is dismissed.